All right, I know I promised an episode, so I thought I'd just do a little quick one, and as well as my opinion on what I seen today on social media. Tangents Retro Gaming Podcast, Toby, here it is. So what I seen that I thought was kind of unique and that Microsoft should have done years ago was to have an Xbox / computer hybrid system. With the knowledge that Microsoft has when it comes to computers, I'm more shocked that they haven't used that knowledge into the system more to give it that greater boost. Boost. It sounded like I hit puberty there for a second. Anyway, the only issue that I have with this Xbox / PC hybrid is the price that it's going to be. Like, you have the PlayStation 5 hybrid that is like $1,200 in Canada. Does that mean that the hybrid is going to be that much, or is it going to be more? Is it cheaper just to say F it and flip-flop it over to an actual powerful computer? One of my coworkers created a gaming PC that was so powerful that when he loaded a certain mod on his old computer, it took about a half an hour for it to boot it up. With his new PC, he said that it takes about 5 minutes. So what would be more positive? Would it be a hybrid, or just take your money and put it straight into a brand new computer? That is a question. And there's a lot of people that are spending more money on the computer so they can actually go and stream, do things like that. Is the reason why Microsoft doing the hybrid is so people can actually go online, download what they need to stream, you know, like add-ons, doing certain things that PCs can do where the consoles can't. And yes, I know you can get to quite a wide variety of websites, and you can have, you know, a slightly limited app store. But this is going to be really questionable on how Microsoft is going to pull this off if they actually do. Remember, well, I guess you guys haven't heard my one podcast where I talked to you guys on the Kentucky Fried Chicken console. Maybe Microsoft thought about that and maybe took that in consideration. But the one thing that I really do think that Microsoft should actually do is have the ability to change parts out to upgrade the system. So for example, what if there was a game that needed a little bit more boost in your video? All you would have had to do is remove the video, put a new one in, that was like $100. There are people spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on controllers that they're basically getting wrecked within 3-4 months. So this could be an opportunity for Microsoft to be like, hey, come back, you guys. We're bigger, we're better, we're way more kick-ass. So we have to take a look at these little things. And is Microsoft also going to go handheld? These are some questions that we need an answer to. So I think I should be paying attention a little bit to the news and see what Xbox has up their sleeve, because in the end, this is going to be very interesting, very fun, and I'm kind of intrigued at the exact same time. Well, when news breaks, I'll tell you 2 weeks later, right here on Retro Gaming Podcast. Peace!